We'll start again from Shin Lamed Ches. We'll run through it very quickly. Shin Lamed Ches, Shlach, on page Reish Samach Vav. Ho'av Shoha Yechoytev Eitzim Oy Avoyda Acheres. The father is chopping wood, or being Oy Avoyda Acheres. V'habein Loimed, the child is learning, and the father is obviously supporting the child. Eis Lasois LaHashem, when there is a time to do for Hashem, Heferu Torasecha, your Torah is annulled. This is the famous pasuk. This pasuk is the pasuk which permits us to write down Torah Shebal Peh. It is forbidden to put in writing Torah Shebal Peh. How then do we have printed Svarim Gemara? Because we are weak. Mankind is weak. We are no longer able to memorize information, and if we do not write down Torah, then we are going to forget everything. The law of the Torah that you're not allowed to put in writing has been annulled, and we are permitted to put things in writing. So in this case as well, it's not proper that a father should be working and supporting his children. The son should do malacha, even though the father is not going to learn. Even though if the father is not going to support his child, the father is not going to take the time to make himself into a Talmud Chacham. Aval im ha-ben yodea she'av kishu yoshev upon v'yoseg v'maisim ro'im. But when a person has nothing to do, it can lead to do averos kemo im yeshiv botel yelich achar zoinois. Oh, yisach tzech b'nei adam la'asos rechilus mizeh lozeh. It's very interesting when he says he's going to provoke. When a person doesn't as... Okay, when a person has too much time on his hands, what does he do? He provokes people to one against another to hate each other. Here it is a mitzvah for the son to be matrich, his father to be engaging in some productive activity, kedei shelo yachete be'oisa shos, so that he should not sin at that time.
Are we talking about a one-time incident?
No.
Are we talking about a career change?
L'chaira, over here he's saying, if a person has nothing to do with himself, he has enough money to live the rest of his life, and he's doing nothing, what's going to happen? He writes, this is human nature. He was obviously, a lot of the rabbis were very great psychologists. Human nature is, when you have too much time on your hands, three things happen. Number one, noshim, women. They end up engaging in things that are not appropriate, b'nogea, noshim. Number two, rechilus. What is rechilus? It's very important. What is the difference between lashon hara and rechilus? Very simple. Lashon hara is no. That's motzi shemra. Anything that is false. There are three things. There's lashon hara, motzi shemra, and rechilus. Lashon hara is the truth. You say this guy is a stingy good for nothing. This guy he eats a lot. You say nasty. He's a ganav. It's true. The guy is a ganif. The guy eats a lot. The guy does this. The guy does that. But it's no one's business. You're not going into business with him. It's none of your business. Don't go tell. Go hang up everyone's dirty laundry in public. That's the most common thing. Then there's rechilus. What is rechilus? Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, I want to tell you something. Levi is a lazy good for nothing. Shimon, remember that. Remember what I told you. He's a good for nothing. Shimon goes to Levi, and he says, Levi, you know what Reuven just told me about you? Reuven told me that you're a lazy good for nothing. So now, Levi has a deep hatred for Reuven. That is called rechilus. If you keep the information to yourself, and you believe it, that is lashon hara. If you take that information that you have, and you go and you tell the victim what the perpetrator said, Reuven says to Shimon, you should know Levi is a good for nothing. And Shimon now goes to Levi and says to Levi, do you know what Reuven said about you? That is the textbook definition of rechilus. Over here, the Sefer Chassidim says, a person who has too much time on his hand, that is what he does. He likes to go provoke one person against another person through Rechilus. And then the third thing he does, he himself gets into fights. The Yelech V'yaseh Machlekes. Make trouble. To get up there, you know what, it's time. The people, you know, the people in Balabatim who try to make trouble for the rabbi are usually people that have too much time on their hands. They have too much time on their hands. They're going to be massacring the world. They're going to solve all the world's problems. Politicians also have too much time on their hands. So this is the three things, human nature, what a person does when he has too much time on his hand, and therefore, what do? And therefore, it is a mitzvah for the child to call, will say to father, why don't you go and learn? Why don't you go to work and support me? Go to work, you'll work hard, you'll break your back by chopping wood, schlepping wood, and I'll sit and learn in koilel. It'll be good for you. This way you won't get into a machloikas, you won't get into fights, you won't do engagement with chilus, and you won't go get into trouble with nashim. That's what he says over here. Next, let's say the son is being oisik in melacha. Then, if the father wants, okay, yaasoik habein batayra. I don't want to do this. You know why I don't want to do this? Because people are going to say bad things about me. People are going to see that my father was learning, and I was, whatever the father was doing, and now I quit my job to go learn, and my father is supporting me, and people are going to say, what a terrible person this is. How dare he allow his father to work for him? Even if the son is not learning, but the father wants to help out his son, Yishma Lo'aviv is permitted to listen to his father. He's saying a davar nifla, is that even though people are going to look down upon him, if he's doing it for the correct reason, this is really what the father really wants, and he's going to suffer embarrassment, it doesn't matter, he should take the bullet. Isn't this bizarre? Isn't this strange as can possibly be? The father doesn't hold things this very, very weird. The father wants that people should look down at his son. He wants to be mevayish his son, and the way he's going to do that is the father is going to go to work, and the son's going to sit and learn, and people are going to say about the son, you're good for nothing, how dare you allow your father to work for you. It doesn't sound right over here. Something doesn't make sense over here.
By today's standards, you mean it doesn't make sense.
Why, by any standard? A father wants to go...
Very, very few learn without working, right? As opposed to today, then people would look askance. They used to look askance at people sitting and learning, as you know, being unproductive.
They still do. It's very common.
But that's that's another story.
All right, let's go further. Now, next, Ella. Look, my son, who shaykeid vani tereach. Look what kind of good-for-nothing son I have. It's very strange why a father would want to do this. And therefore, when the father is telling his son to quit, I'm going to support you. And the intent of the father is so that in order to that the son should suffer insult from society, it's okay. The son should listen no matter what. Aval im ha'avreit says shaben yelech lischoik. That goes with that. I mean, these are pshutim. Father tells a child, I want you to go do things which are not proper. Of course, do not listen. I'm not sure what the chiddush here is. Next, Shin Lamates. Father has a son who is a prince, in other words, very wealthy. And the oimed al raglov ad sheyeshev aviv bimukoimoi. V'yesh la'aviv l'masa kisha'oim l'masa. The father is a burden on the child. Kisha'oimed ki kisha'oimed gam achedim kinegdoi. Rashai ho'av limchol al kivoida v'lo yamoid haben kinegdoi. So let's read over here. The father is walking in. And when the father walks in, let's read it again. Adam sheyesh lo ben nasi. V'oimed al raglov ad sheyeshev aviv b'mikoymoi. The father is a very honored person. And the son walks in. And when the father walks in, and the father's walking in, the father is an ordinary person. But the son, who is a very holy person, a very respected person, he stands up for his father. The father enters into the room, the son stands up. When the son stands up, everyone's going to stand up. The whole shul's going to stand up, because if the rabbi is standing, so you also stand. So now, we get the Adam Sheyesh Lo Ben Nasi, V'Omed Al Raglav Ad Sheyeshev Aviv B'Mikoymoy, V'Yesh Lo Aviv L'Masa, but when the father walks into shul and the son stands up, it causes the whole tzibur to stand up. It becomes a burden for the whole shul because the father's walking in. Lamasa kishoimed, ki kishoimed gamachedim kinegdoi. Once, you have this by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yisro arrived, Feirush Rashi, Yisro enters, was away from Matan Torah, and Yisro comes. Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, Yisro is here. So Moshe goes out to greet his father-in-law. If Moshe goes out, who else goes out with him? Aaron goes out. And then before you turn around, the whole Klal Yisrael goes out. Who are they going out for? Yisro. If Yisro would have come when Moshe was out of town, no one would give him a second look. No one would. Who are you? I'm Yisro. Who's Yisro? Never heard of you before. What are you, a priest somewhere? Who are you? You come from Midian? Have a nice day. But when Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to Yisro, oh, if the Rebbe goes, we all go with the Rebbe. Yeah.
I have to tell a story. In our city, which we were in Hungary, in Austria-Hungary, is buried the father of Balatanya.
Yeah.
He left in Sevesh. He left the area which was in Russia because his son became very
so famous.
Prominent. And nobody knew that. Only when he died, he left the Gaba, the local Gaba information. And that's how they find out.
They find out why he left. Because when he's going to be there, then his son is going to have to go show him respect, and yeah. It's going to be a distraction. Yeah. We don't appreciate these things today. Today it's hard to really, we don't live with so much kavod today where we appreciate these things. But it used to be the rav or whatever, the mor de asra, gets enormous kavod. And if the rav himself is giving someone else kavod, then it just changes the dynamics. Okay, it changes the dynamics, and everyone now is going to go is going to be giving kavod. And it's going to be a distraction. So what do you do in this case? So here he writes over here. So the rule is, in this situation, the father is permitted to be moichel on his kavod, so that when he walks in, his son does not stand up. So that if his son is not standing up, it will not be a distraction for everyone else to stand up. Oh, that's not a good idea. Because everyone's going to come over and say, look, if the rabbi doesn't stand for his father, so why should I stand for my father? V'yokelu ba'avoyseihem uvi'imoyseihem oz lo yishane es bino me'acherim. It's everything in life is a trade-off. And you have to know the proper balance. If by doing this, people are going to learn the wrong lesson, then it's better not. I remember once a Maisa with an Adam Godol. He bought new Ritzuos. He bought new, I don't know what you have. I have black and black. Does anyone here have Ritzuos that are black and black? Black on both sides?
No.
No? No one has black and black? Okay, so I have black and black. I love them. Okay, so it's I think it used to be a little bit controversial because in Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, there's the Lavan and there's Shachar. There's the black side and there's the white side. Now, so what's the advantage of having black on black? There are two advantages. Number one is the Chudin. The Chudin means the sides. The Keses HaSefer Paskins, that the sides of the Ritzuos must be black. The Mishneh Berurah makes no mention of this. So 95% of the world, at least many years ago, never bothered to make the sides black. Or maybe back in the day, the Ritzuos was so thin, it automatically became black. But in this generation, you have a good thick Ritzuos, you can see that it's leather. The sides, the Chudin, are not black. Okay, the other advantage is, you never have to worry about them becoming, you know, getting a magic marker to paint it, to blacken it. Okay, so it's a really big issue. So
yeah, but sometimes if you accidentally turn it on the wrong side, you know,
that's very.
I know.
Okay, it's true, but it's very because the texture. Today, when you have the black on black, the front side is shiny, and the back is rough. You know, they have a very high gloss. Okay, you're right. Okay, yesh, yesh. Okay, so there's a whole shaila of Baruch is mentioning, but in Shulchan Aruch it says there's shachar and lavan. And if you take the Gemara literally, that means one side is painted black and bedafka, the other side is not black. No question about it. There are definitely milas. It's very common today, very common today, black on black. So many years ago, someone said to me, can you do me a favor? Can you come early to davening? This person's going to be there by davening. He had his tefillin checked yesterday, and he needs someone to adjust the kesher shel tefillin. I said, absolutely. I got up really early. I was so excited. From the gedolei hador, I'm going to be the one that's going to be adjusting the kesher shel tefillin. So I come early. And of course, I knew this was going to happen. Of course, I come there early, and it comes with the gabbai, and he looks at me, you're the guy, get lost, I'm doing it, it's my COVID, I'm doing it, go back to your hole, fine, okay. So I asked the guy this time, oh, he had new tefillin, he got new ritzuos, tell me, did he get the black on black? I think even he asked the day before, so he told me, yeah, he wants the black on black. He wants the black on black, this very holy person. I said, wow, pretty good. He wants the black on black. Comes the next day, I look at him, he's wearing black and white. Black and white, you know, like the black and white cookies? Black and white. So I said to the gabbai, you told me yesterday, well, the guy told me he's coming, you told me he's getting black on black. So this year, he was going to get black on black. And the very last minute, he says, you know, I researched the matter, I'm okay with it, I want black on black. The chudin, and doesn't he ever get black? Yeah, well, he knows the whole sugya. He wanted black on black. But then he said, at the very least, says, you know, I know it's a little controversial, and you know these guys, these mishugoyim, they come every day. They take pictures of me wherever I go about bris. They take a picture. All these guys coming around for the newspaper. They take pictures, and they're going to take a picture of me wearing the new tefillin I'm wearing. It's going to be black. And they're going to write, oh, look, he gave his haskama on black and black. I'm not involved in this. This is not my, I have no issues. I don't want to get involved. I'm not interested. So you know what? Just give me the black and white. I don't want to get involved. I don't want people to start talking, oh, I got the other things they talk about. You know what? Just give me the black and white. It's true. Great people are under scrutiny. They are under scrutiny. Everything they did, article, it's funny, this Pir Shabbos, article published, it's hot off the press. It's a very good book, actually. It's a very good book. It's probably to the Likud from the other Sfarim. It's in English. And it's pretty thorough of the Minhagim of Rav Chaim Kinievsky. Today is his second Yahrzeit, Zechus Yagin Aleinu. And there are a lot of books like this, a lot of books, but this book is in English. And it's done very well with a lot of pictures. And they've really done an FBI, like the same way they did to his father, Stipler. Every little thing, like Mamish, what he did in the bathroom. I'm not even joking. Every little thing that he did, they have a picture of it. They have a picture of every mishigas you could imagine. And they write what he did. And then they write, it says though in the Mishnah, the Berurah Fakeret. But Ayin, in this Sefer, that's what his father did. This, what's the Makar? Because it says, like the Mashal, it says that when they did Hagbah, I was so happy when I read this. When it says Hagbah, he pointed. He pointed with his index finger. And they show a picture. Not as pinky, right? Not as, but he pointed. He pointed. Because I was taught in kindergarten, I don't even know why I do it. You do Hagba with the pinky. So one day, I don't even know what I'm doing, I just pointed. One day a guy in Chaimbal, he says to me, what are you doing? Who told you to do this? The point with your pinky. I says, I don't know. That's what I do. I don't know who taught me to do this. So then I looked around and I noticed no one points at all. Forget that with your pinky. No one even points. They just say V'zoy Satorah. I forgot. I once spent time looking into this. What it says in Shulchan Aruch. I once spent time on that. And Taka, there are many different minhagim.
Right.
Hanach lohem liyishol. There are many different minhagim. If you should point, if you shouldn't point, if you do point, with which finger do you point? With the pinky, with the index finger, with this finger? There are Taka. There are a lot of minhagim. Go see what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. See what it says in the Mishnah. See what it says in the Aruch HaShulchan. See what it says. There are many minhagim. So there, they write, I was glancing, he pointed. Now they show a picture of him pointing. They show a picture of him. Don't tell me he didn't point. Here's a picture. This is not an artificial AI picture. He's pointing. And then they write, how did he point? Did this? Then he went to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom before he washed. There are three minhagim. What do you do? The person goes to the Beis HaKisei right before he wants to wash for bread. So what do you do? Do you go and do you come out of the Beis HaKisei and say Asher Yotzar and then touch part of your body and then, so because it should be a bracha levata Allah, or do you do both and you make the brachas in this order and that order? They show what he did, and what he did was not the common thing. It's not what it says in Mishnah Berurah. He did something a little bit different. And they analyze. What do they do? I don't remember. He didn't do what it says. What it says to do in the, I think in the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm not mistaken, you should touch part of your body that normally is covered. Come out of the Beis HaKisei. You come out. You wash your hands like regular, and you recite Asher Yotzar Es Adam. After you finish, now I want to go wash for bread. But you can't. Your hands are already clean. So it's a bracha of Atolot to make a bracha of Al Natil Asher Adam when your hands are already clean. But you're supposed to wash for bread. So if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember, is you're supposed to touch part of the body that ordinarily is covered, above the shoulder, above the elbow, or another part of the body. Just touch it. Oh, now you're mechuyif to wash. And now you wash and you do al netilas yodayim.
I just want to bring out one is out of the mold. Because, for example, Henry Cross by Kaddish, right? He says in Sfardi,
yeah,
can say Yatzvah Berkun
in an Ashkenazi shul.
Yeah.
That's in Eretz Yisrael, that's very common, not in America.
He says even
in America?
Yeah.
You see, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common, but in America, it's not acceptable.
Right.
There are a million things like this. Even forget about halacha, hashkafa also, 100%. Rav Chaim, a lot of things people didn't follow. Rav Chaim, don't you know that we watch? Rav Chaim holds you know that we watch. Period. Lo silbash. He holds wearing a watch is lo silbash. Shaving is osir. There's a lot of things that people didn't allow, but they made a safer out of this. With pictures, and it's jam-packed. This is not like, you know, 5 pages. This is thick, jam-packed, showing his minhagim, showing pictures, what he did, and then analyzing it. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? What did the stipler do? What did this one do? And they explain, you know, what he did over here, we don't understand what he did. He had a Messiah, this is what he did. The point over here is to say over here, is that when someone's going to watch what you're doing, then it's a game changer. And over here we're dealing with a situation where a person over here has a father, and the father's coming into the shir, and the son is standing up, and when the son stands up, it disturbs the entire shir. Other people stand up, or people that wait, and the father says, I don't want you to wait, I want to be, you should be meichel, I'm meichel my kavod, when I come into your shir, don't stop, don't stand up, don't give me kavod, even though I'm your father. So the problem is, people who are newcomers to the shir, who walk in for the first time, and they see the father walk in, and the son ignores his father, they go and they tell their wife, can't believe the rabbi. His father walks in, he didn't stand up, he didn't acknowledge his own father. Yeah, you don't understand that the father used to stop the whole shir and give his father covered malachim, and it disturbed the shir. And the father says, stop it already. I'm not coming here to disturb your shir. I don't want you to stand up for me. People who don't know the story, they chayshed for the wrong reasons. So Bishlam, you have some guy, okay, who cares? But you have a person who is a respected personality. People look up to him right away. It creates rumors. People love gossip. Gossip is just so delicious. And before you turn around, you got on your hands a major problem. So therefore, everything requires chokhmah. It requires balance, and no one should ever be choish anyone else. Okay, we're running out of time. I want to talk over here today a little bit about Shushan Purim. A few ideas about the